out there, just be real reverent and pray. Say, Lord Jesus, let me touch your garment. And you see, the closest one to me is 20 feet or more. I don't know a soul out there. I can't even see nobody that I really know tonight sitting here except Pat Tyler sitting here in front of me, a friend of mine. There's people on cots, stretchers. We've seen a stretcher case open up last night. A man got up and walked away. Why can't you all tonight? Just believe. That's all you have to do. His presence will do it. Here he is. You're going to have to stand by him to raise you up for the last days. Now, you that believe and think as you're praying to, just look this away now. As Peter and John said, look on us. And they looked earnestly. The man did, expecting to see something. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Now, healing have I none, but such as I have, a gift from God, give I you. If you'll just believe it, God will work it. I'm only asking you to believe it. Such as I have, I'll give you. If you believe it, God will work it. Just try it. Here it is right now. Amen. I like that. There's a lady sitting right here. She's kind of heavy set, sitting right here on the end. You have a prayer card, lady. Kind of a heavy set. You don't have a, right here. You don't have a prayer card? Yes. You don't have a prayer card? You believe anyhow? You don't need a prayer card if you believe. There's a rebound in the voice. That's because it's hard to call people like this. But try to listen to them as close as you can now. I don't know you. You have no prayer card. Therefore, you'll not be on the platform. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe that what it would be the same thing just like he revealed to the woman what her trouble was, the woman at the well, Sarah, what she said, and so forth? You believe that? You believe that it would be all right? You're suffering with a blood condition. Something wrong with your blood. If that's right, raise up your hand. Good. All right? You don't have it now. It turns right over you. Jesus Christ is honored. Now, I've never seen a woman in my life. Now, what is that? It's got to be spirit. Now, you can say like the Pharisees, that's the devil. Well, you get their reward. You say it's Christ, you get the reward of Christ. I believe that it's the Word being identified in these last days. Not me. Here. Here's another little lady sitting right down here. She's suffering with varicose veins in her legs. She has complications. She has heart trouble. She's praying for a loved one. That's a brother. She's weeping now. She's in contact. That brother is very seriously. It's a diabetic case. And also he has another shadow. He's a sinner. And you're praying for him. That's right. Miss Walton, if you believe with all your heart, God will do it for you. You believe it? That's your name.
Praise the Lord.
Now, is that any more than what Jesus said to Simon?
Yes.
Your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. Just have faith. Don't doubt it. Believe it with all your heart. If you believe it, God will bring it to pass. If you can just... Here. Here's a little lady sitting right over here looking right at me here. She's kind of got red hair. Her hair's pulled back. Can't you see that light kind of amber circling around over the woman? She knows it's happening right now. Of course, she feels it. It's supposed to her. She can't help from feeling it. If that's right, lady, raise up your hand. That's it. Now, I'm a total stranger to you. I don't know nothing about you. But you were sitting there praying. That's right. Wave your hand like this. Now, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, which he is, a high priest sitting at the right hand of God, and I'm just standing here by a gift with myself out of human reasoning, not thinking on my own, a way to relax my own mind and thinking and just let God move in. Do you believe that he, me, God knows I don't know you, and you know the same. So if the God will reveal to me your trouble or something you're waiting for or wanting or something more, you believe that God will can do that? You've got trouble with your back. That's one of the things you're praying for. And you got trouble with your eyes. You believe that God will heal them and make them well? You do? You do? You believe God can tell me who you are? Mrs. Hallman, you believe it from your heart now? You can have what you ask for. You believe? Here's an elderly woman sitting a little ways behind her there. She's praying also. She has diabetes. I hope she don't miss this. It's right over. She's 28. Just a minute. May the Lord help me. Her, as she called it. All right? I see when she is in contact. She isn't from here. She's from Louisiana. Her city is a place called Singer, Louisiana. And she's suffering with diabetes. Her name is Mrs. Doyle. That's right. Raise up your hand. All right? I'm a total stranger to her. I've never seen her in my life. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, knows all about you. There's a lady sitting back there in the same city, a place called Singer. She's suffering with high blood pressure, and her name is Clark. You believe, Mrs. Clark? All right, you can have what you ask for. You believe? There's a sign. Listen at the voice. Repent. Get back to God as quick as you can. Jesus Christ is here in the power of His resurrection. A wicked and an adulterous generation receives the sign of Jesus Christ living among people. He couldn't do that just with me. It's got to be you too. The woman had to touch His garment. You had to touch His garment. We're just instruments. Do you believe with all your heart? Now, if you believe it, how many believe it? Raise your hands like this. Say, I truly believe it. Now, if you believe it, Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe that? Now, it's late. We haven't time. We're 25 minutes now till 10. Will you just lay your hands over on one another then and just do as I tell you now? Just put your hands on one another. Now, you know upstairs there where you're at. Now, you know as well as anything now, after the scripture being preached and clearly identified all the way across the building, I see another one right now. See? Another one right here. Prostate trouble. Lady with TB. It's just everywhere now. But it weakens you. What more? You see 50? Sometimes there is that. You want to see 70 the next time. Jesus did that one time at Sychar, and the whole city believed on Him. They were watching for the Messiah. The Messiah is here. The Holy Spirit, the Messiah this day. The Messiah that's making the Word be vindicated of His promise. Now, I want each one of you, as you lay your hands on each other, if you're believers. Now, if you don't pray for yourself, you pray for that person, and they're going to be praying for you. Now, the same Word that promised this in the last days promised also, and remember, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. The healing coming back is the voice that the sign has been recognized. They lay hands on the sick as a sign. The voice is a hallelujah, the Lord's healed me. Now, if these signs accompany a voice, that sign, if you are a believer, it will accompany, the voice will accompany the sign. If I give you this sign that I told you comes from God and God promised it in this day, it's been so thoroughly laid out there's not nothing but an infidel could keep from believing it. See? Then God turned around and confirmed it to make it so. Now He's here. Now each one in the way you pray at your own church, if it's to yourself, loud, whatever it is, you pray for the person you got your hands on because they're praying for you. And now look up and in the presence of the Messiah, the Christ, the resurrected one still alive after 2,000 years. How can we be so numb in the spirit? That ought to set this nation on fire. That ought to make Beaumont repent in sackcloth and ashes. But will it do it? No. But you who are looking for Him and believe that He would do it and keep His word, it's to you now the promise is given. Put your hands on somebody and pray while I pray for you from here. Lord Jesus,
Enough has been said. Enough has been done. The word that has been promised has been made manifested. The Messiah, the Christ of God, is in divine presence. We feel Him. We see Him. We know that He promises in the last days as it was in the days of Sodom. So shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. Then we know we see the fire in the skies, the atomic bombs. We see the worm-eaten nations. Nations are breaking. We see that Israel's in the homeland. Every sign that could be promised has been fulfilled. The next thing is the promised Son coming. Oh, eternal God, in the presence of Jesus Christ, the great Holy Spirit that's here now, confirming that He's here, hear the prayer of these people. Hear these Christians. That when I leave, they won't say, Brother Branham did this. Somebody else they didn't know laid hands on them and they were healed. But you promised that the forest had a sign to it, and may they be healed as I commit them to you.
And if I be the servant of God, and if God be here and I've identified His word to be the truth, then let the God of heaven who raised up His Son Jesus Christ, who made these promises, identify with you that I've told the truth. How would He do it? Not becoming with a robe on and beard, but His life. I am the vine, ye are the branches. The life that's in the vine is in the branch. The works that I do shall you also, and promises. And this day when the next branch comes forth. We've got a lot of grafted branches, sure. It'll bear fruit, but not this kind of fruit. No, no. I seen a tree in Phoenix not long ago. It had about 8 or 9 different fruits on it. Brother John shared on it. I said, what kind of tree is that? He said, it is an orange tree, Brother Bram. Well, I said, there's lemons and grapefruit and tangerines and tangerines in it. He said, yes, it's all citrus fruits that I grafted them in there. Oh, I said, I see. Now, next year, they'll all be oranges. He said, oh, no. Mm-mm. No. Next year, the lemon will be a lemon. The grapefruit will be a grapefruit. I said, off of that same vine? Off of an orange tree? He said, yes. They're all citrus fruit, Brother Bram. It'll live by the citrus fruit. And I felt the tears running down my cheeks. I said, Lord Jesus, I know what you mean now. There it is. These denominations just grafted themselves in, but they're bearing denominational fruit. Listen, if that real branch ever brings forth, a real vine brings forth another branch, it'll be of the original. Believe it. Lord Jesus. This is a gift. What is a gift? That I can move my own thinking. I can move my own life from my natural life, my soul. That's William Branham. If I can get him out of the way, God will use the spirit, the body, to speak. Let the Holy Spirit come now, Lord, that they might see by human beings that the identified Holy Spirit is here. A gift to get yourself in the way. Everybody, real reverence, set still. Just a man sitting out here. I want you all to raise your heads and look just a minute. Can you see that right here on this mountain? A light, amber light, burning, circling. How many seen a picture of it? It's taken here in Houston, then to Washington, D.C., all over the world. Only supernatural being was ever photographed in all the world. Here it is right here now. I take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. This man suffered from a gland trouble in his throat. I don't know him, never seen him in my life, but that's the truth. Isn't that right, sir? You believe now, the man in the back there, you believe that God will make known to me about you? Mm-hmm. You're Mr. Hall. That's your name, isn't it? All right, sir. It's over now. Your faith makes you well.
I could call a prayer line, get them up here on the platform. There's no need of it. Let's take one of these rows here somewhere. Here, start right here. Here's a little girl sitting here. Look this way, honey. Might not have nothing wrong with you, I don't know. But this day, instead of a prayer line coming up here, let's get it down here. Look here, sweetheart. Look at Brother Branham. In the days when Jesus is here on earth, yes, she is sick. She's seriously sick, that child is. Yes, sir. If Jesus is here, he could tell you what was wrong with you, wouldn't he? You believe that Jesus sent Brother Branham to do it? If I tell you what's wrong with you, you believe that he'll heal you? It's sugar diabetes. That little child. No way in the world for it to be healed outside of God. You believe, honey? Now, the lady sitting next to it raised a hand up. That's the mother to the child. That is right. Lay your hand over on her, sister. Believe now, God brought that child to you. May the Lord grant her healing. This next lady sitting next to the mother there. Look here at me, lady. You believe me to be his servant? God's servant? If God will tell me something in your life, or what you're wanting, if you're sick or you're not sick or whatever it is, if God will tell me your desires, will you believe or something like that? I don't know what he would do. Did you believe it? You know, it would have to be Jesus Christ. You're way away from me. You couldn't touch me if you had to. Because if you touch me, it had to be physical. You have to touch spirit. The spirit is Christ. He's the high priest now, the Bible says, that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. You are suffering also. You believe that God can tell me what your trouble is? You're suffering with a back trouble and high blood, and you have high blood pressure and you have heart trouble. That's exactly right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Right. You believe now? What about you with your arm around her there? The lady this way, look here. I'm a stranger to you. Do you believe me to be his servant? You believe me? What I've said the truth? That I have told you the truth? You believe that God can reveal to me your trouble, whatever it is? You believe he can reveal it? It really isn't anything that you're wanting to pray for. You have a prayer card I see in your hand. You're the first one with a prayer card. You believe God can tell me what you got the prayer card for? It's for your husband. You believe that God can tell me what's wrong with your husband? If God doesn't touch him, he's going to die. He's got cancer. He's got lung trouble. That's right, isn't it? Raise up your hand if that's so. You believe? The rest of them believe he can be healed. That man sitting next to you, do you believe me to be his servant, sir? If God can reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe then with all your heart? You're suffering with a heart trouble. That's right, raise up your hand. All right? The lady just shook her head and herself like that, sitting next to you. Do you believe that God can tell me what's your heart, or something you desire in your heart, or something you're praying for somebody else? You believe God could reveal it to me? All the anointing is here, and we can see it, and see it's got to be something real. It's revealing the secrets of the heart. Tell him what it's like Jesus told the woman at the well. Now, you're also suffering. You suffer with a back trouble. Yours is in your back. Raise up your hand if that's so. Mm-hmm. Now, the lady next to her that's a weeping, with your purse laying in your pocket, with a blue dress on, dark hair, heavy set. Look to me. Do you believe me to be God's servant? Look here. See, you're on the front row. I can contact you easily by the help of God. Do you believe that God can tell me what your trouble is, just like it's in the prayer line? Do you believe that could be so from here? You do? You have a high blood pressure that you're suffering with. That's right. Raise up your hand. All right? You believe and you can heal. Lady next to her, what do you think, sister? Look this way to me. Do you believe me to be God's prophet or his servant? You do that with all your heart? You believe God can describe to me like the woman at the well when Jesus and the woman come together and could tell me what your trouble is? You believe would it help you? Would it help you to believe? Look, you have a serious thing. It's a son, a boy. Mm-hmm. And that boy has got a mental nervousness. He's at home. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Believe with all your heart. The boy will get well. Next lady to there, you believe, sister, with all your heart? You believe me to be his prophet, his servant? You believe it's Jesus Christ just by a gift? The prophecy is a gift. You know, a gift of God is ordained way back before the world started. It had to be ordained for this day. You have no way of knowing what's what. God just identifies it and interprets his word. You believe that to be so, what you heard? You believe, if I could tell you what was wrong, you know, it wouldn't be me. It had to be another, just my voice, but somebody else using it. Just like this microphone, it's a mute till something speaks through it. We're strangers. See, I lost count. Here she is. Yes, sir. The lady is suffering with anemia condition. It's in her blood. That's right. Raise up your hand, lady. That's right. You're also praying for this little fellow on the end. That's your little son sitting there on the end. That's right. Wave your hand. If God can tell me what's wrong with your little son, will you believe with all your heart that God speaks to me and that's right? He's suffering with an extreme nervous condition. That is right. Isn't that right? Then lay your hand over on him and believe with all your heart, and he'll get well. I challenge you to believe it. Thus saith the Lord God. Texas, if you die in sin, you die without my blood on you. Remember, your blood's not on me. There's the truth. That's Jesus Christ identified. Prayer lines, wherever it is. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do it. Are you convinced? Are you fairly convinced that it has to be Jesus Christ according to the word of promise this day? Raise up your hands. Everybody's fairly convinced that it's the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. I know you've been taught. You've been taught, each one of you, something. I see it's so annoying. You're just swaying everywhere now. See? You've been taught that you must lay hands on the sick. That's a tradition. It's all right. Jesus endorsed it. But that Roman, that's what I've been trying to get you this week. I'm not worthy, said the Roman, you come under my roof. Just say the word. See? If somebody lays hands on you, then, brother so-and-so laid hands on me, glory to God. I'm going to ask ministers, believing ministers, to come here. So it ain't my hands. It's just what Jesus said. They shall lay hands on the sick. We're going to pray for the sick. Everyone, how many's got prayer cards out in the building? Let us see your hands. Yeah, we promise you. Now we've got a half hour to make that right. I'm going to ask, how would we ruin this? Brother Perry, have you got any suggestions? From this side over here, let this row here on the outside that's got prayer cards stand up against the wall. Go out that way and stand up against the wall. All right, sir. That's fine. Stand over on that side. All from this middle here. Now, you stand in the aisle, see? You just stand in the aisle. One's in this aisle, this middle here. Stand out in the aisle. One's on that side. Stand on that side. The ones in here, stand up here in the middle on this side. And the ones on that side, stand in there. And just follow your lines through as they come. That's right. He'll be down there instructing you on what to do. I'm asking. This is all right, Brother Perry? I'm asking for ministers who believe in Christ, that Christ will heal these sick people by laying on hands and following His commandments. I'm asking you to come here and stand with me. If you believe this to be the truth, any gospel minister, if you're a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, priest, whatever you are, if you believe Jesus Christ heals the sick and has commissioned His disciples to lay hands on the sick for their healing, will you come here?
Everybody, if they want to be prayed for, go to the back.
Now go to the back and follow around. See all of these lines. Now go right back and take your place. Follow right around that way, then you go right back to your place again. It's as orderly as it can be. I wonder, brethren, if we had better get down there. I think that's a good idea. Now, you better leave this microphone here. Let Roy, you stand here with the microphone. Yes, you better come down with me. Unless you want to stand here. All right, Roy, you stand here then. All right? Now you're going. Now, I won't. Don't nobody leave, please. The very thing that we've been praying for. Now you say, Brother Branham, why did you bring all these ministers up here? I'm going to come right with them. But I see what it is. They have as much right to pray for the sick as I do or anybody does. As much as Oral Roberts or Amy Howard, you know, no matter who he is. They have as much right to pray for the sick as Peter, James, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, any rest of them have. They're ministers called of God. I have to see two or three brothers in there that I know personally that has a ministry of praying for the sick. Now, as you're lining yourselves up over here, I want how many in this congregation is fairly convinced with all your heart that you believe it's God's will to heal them people? Sure it is. Certainly it's God's will to heal them. Now, how do they get healed? Now, if he was here himself, he could do no more than what he's done right now. Do you believe that? Just what he's done now, that's what he would do, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many knows that St. John 5:19 says this? The Son can do nothing in himself. How many know that? But what he sees the Father doing, that is the Son. Believe that? Then Jesus never performed one miracle until the Father showed him by a vision what to do. That's his own word. If that isn't so, then we're all lost. We don't know where we're at. And there you are. See, his words are infallible. Look at him going through the pool of Bethesda about an hour before that. There lay great multitudes of lame, blind, halt, withered. How many knows that's true? And he never touched the one of them. Yet he was a God of compassion. Do you believe he had compassion? Leaving that mother with a waterhead baby. That poor old blind daddy calling somebody, put him in the water when he's troubled. God of compassion. See, people don't know what compassion is. They mix a filial love with a agape love. It's two different loves altogether. Compassion is the same name. Desires and compassion is different. But look, he went to a man that had maybe a prostate trouble, or maybe it was tuberculosis. It was retarded. He had it for it was 38 years. He had it. It wasn't going to kill him. And he went to that man and he said, "Will thou be made whole?" How many know that's true? And left the rest of the audience lay there. What if he'd done that in Beaumont today? No, my. There's nothing to divine healing, man. See? See, they don't understand Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do nothing till the Father shows me first. But many people just laid in the shadow of him and was healed by their own faith. A little woman touched his garment and was made whole. How many know that? Healing is based upon your faith. God's identification is based upon the promise of his word. But your faith in his identification is what heals you. If you don't, no matter the holiest man in all the world could stand here and pray all day long, it wouldn't do one bit of good until you believe it emphatically yourself. Jesus might be standing here himself in the incarnate body, lay hands upon him, it still you would not get healed. How many knows that? Many mighty works he could not do because of their unbelief. That's scripture. So you see you in the prayer line? It's got to be your faith in the Word. Now, if you see God doing what he's done, let me just give one little testimony while you're getting ready. Listen close. Night before last, there's a little minister here somewhere. I seen him here a while ago. Martin was his name. I forget. He's one of the sponsors right here. About midnight, close to it, someone woke me up in my room. A little fella crying, a little minister. His baby had just passed away. The tears running down his face. He's plumb up in somewhere in, what's the name of that town they live in? Missouri. Up at where? Wardale, Missouri. I know the boy. I know his brother here, too. They're friends of mine. This brother walked in there with tears running down his cheeks. She said, "Brother Branham, I just called, my wife just called me, my little baby just quit breathing." The lady stands upon me and said, "Brother Branham, I believe the word of the Lord is with you." Oh, how good God. It's like, "Even now, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." See, he wasn't confessing to me. He's confessing the word of the Lord. See, that I preaching the truth. He said, "I believe the word of the Lord is with you. Just ask me, my baby will live." In 10 minutes from then, his baby was breathing normal, so well now. My son, standing here somewhere, Billy Paul, he went out to talk to him. I was there in my pajamas. About a few minutes later, he come back and said, Daddy, look at here." And his shirt all swelled out red and a great big whelp about that big around. Said a big black-looking spider with a red spot on it. I stand there, I was talking to John, and he bit me there. And look there, it's swelling out. I said, "Oh, Billy, a black widow, maybe." And I said, "Look at your throat, how it swells." I put my hand, and I said, "Lord Jesus." In 10 minutes from then, you couldn't even tell the spot had ever been there. What is it? Someone came in the other day and said to the office, one of the officers come out and said, "Tell Brother Branham this to say that my child," he said, "I believe it, what you," but see, "I can't say it, but he tells me, but here I've got the word, says this, 'These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.'" Now, God can't do those things and leave you. Stand there. You believe the same thing will happen to you. But you've got to believe it, not just bluff it, you've got to believe it. Now let us pray first all together. I want each one of you all, while the brother is standing at this microphone, I'm going down there so I can lay hands on them too. They're my people. There's stars in my crown. Yes, I'm the R in your crown, my minister brothers. I'm coming there because we love them and they're God's children. We're coming to help them. Now let us pray. Lord Jesus, the man that could say that your presence isn't here, it would be something mentally wrong, just like a man who would refuse to accept the sunlight. Somebody tell him the sun's shining, he'd run down in the basement and shut the door and say, "I just refuse to believe it. I refuse to believe it." Well, we'd know, Lord, that something mentally was wrong with the man. And so does a man that would shut up his bowels of compassion and the light of the Word of Jesus Christ being made manifest would say, "I don't believe it. There's something spiritually wrong with the man." So we know that you're here, Father. Without a doubt, we believe it. We see your footprints. We see your marks. We see your word. There's hundreds standing here in this prayer line.
and fine man of God standing here, great warriors of the faith. I'm walking down to put my shoulder with theirs, Lord. When these sick people pass through this prayer line, may each one of them know that it's just not passing through by some man. They're coming under the cross of the promise. May they go away from here healed, go away rejoicing, get well, tell their pastor. May that cause an old-fashioned revival to break out down around in this country, Lord. Bring many souls to you. Lord, they're yours. Help them. Heal them, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. I want everyone now with your heads bowed, praying. And I want you, listen to the prayer line now. When you pass through, just like you're under the cross, believe with everything that's in you. Go away from here rejoicing, happy, saying, thank you, Lord. I believe my healing. And if you don't believe that, it would be just as well to take your seat because it won't do one bit of good. I want all the congregation, everybody, to just storm up to heaven like that in the presence of Christ. Lord Jesus, make yourself known to us now. Heal these sick. Will you do it? Brother Borders, while you sing, speak through him. Now, what is this? A gift is not something that you take like a sickle or a knife. You go through with that knife like a gift cutting. That's not a gift of God. A gift of God is just... A gift of God is knowing how to relax yourself. Get yourself out of the way so God can come in and use you. It ain't something that you've got your hands you stab around with. You just get yourself out of the way and let the Holy Spirit use you. Isn't that the way you people do when you speak with tongues, you Pentecostal? Just get yourself out of the way. Well, that's the same thing here now. And if he will, grant it. Will you believe it? Accept it. Know that his presence is here. You won't need no prayer card then. How about the judge of heavens and earth? As Abraham called him, judge of heaven and earth, would you do wrong? See? If he in this last days, according to his promise, now through the week we'll just keep throwing scripture in there showing you that's the truth. And if he's here with us tonight so plain that you can see his words and know he's here. As his promised word, not some mythical something, but what his word promised is. Then you believe. Now don't go. Now sometimes if the visions come, then I can't tell what I'm seeing, so let the microphone, whatever it is, whoever who's on it, loud it up. I want you to be real reverent just a moment. Now, is this a pet lady? Now, here, that is be a woman. Just what I saw by St. John Colbert. A woman and a man meet for the first time in life. I'm a total stranger, and we're total strangers one another. That's right, just so you raise your hand as the people see. We've never met one another in life. There stands a woman. Here, just the perfect thing of our... You're not the woman there, and I'm not the Lord, but it's two people at nature, just in a little place like they are, first time in life. Now, if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he'd perhaps talk to you a minute, see, like he did the woman. See? Now, the Father, the other day, recently when Brother Borders here was, we had 600 and something invitations in the States here, besides overseas. He said, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, there's a group of men down there. I said, go ahead, that's all right. Set the meeting down there. I felt to do that. You're right. I don't know what next. I'm his year. That's all I know. Now, here you are, a person. I'm preaching the word saying that he is not dead. He's alive. He's alive. And promised to identify himself in our flesh, human flesh, like he did back there. See, all that God was, he poured into Christ. All Christ was poured into the church. That's him. Christ in us. Now, if the Lord Jesus has raised from the dead, not bring you up here and lay hands on you, and maybe like some of our evangelist brethren, which is just exactly right, and lay hands on you and say, your infirmity's gone, Lord has healed you. That'd be all right, you can go, that's okay, I certainly endorse that 100%, that's what the Bible said. But now what if he stands here and tells you something that you have done, or something that you ought not have done? If he knows what you have been, and tell you what you have been, and you know whether it's true or not, then if he tells you what the future's going to be, if that's right, this will be right too. Is that right? That makes it him. Now, I'm just saying that to contact your spirit. Just like he did the woman at the well, bring me a drink. Now, there's one thing I want you to notice. Watch the woman. Watch the expression change on her face just now. See? She's conscious that something's going on. How many of you have seen a picture of that light? That's right on the woman. Sit there, kind of amber light. Now, her trouble is this. Now, if I could heal you, I'd do it. But I can't. I can't heal you. God's the healer. You're facing God. You're extremely nervous. you suffer with a nervous condition, and then you've got something wrong with your throat. You can hardly talk, just above a whisper. It's a thyroid gland. It's right. Now, you believe?
Yes.
Now, just a moment. So if they wouldn't think I was guessing it, just a minute. I say so people wouldn't think you're a nice person. I got a good contact with the Holy Spirit with these people. Yes? You've been advised to be operated on, but you turned it down. It's exactly wrong. You're expecting God, yes, sir. Another thing, you have an asthmatic condition that bothers you. That's true, isn't it? Now you see something here, knows you, isn't that right? You believe it's him? Then believe it and walk the back door and get well. You believe now with all your heart? If thou canst believe.
Amen.
How do you do, sir? I'm a stranger to you, I suppose. You met me when I was here before Baton Rouge. That's been quite a while ago, hasn't it? I guess it's been 12 years or more, maybe longer, and maybe 14 years. Well, I wouldn't know nothing about you no more than you was in the meeting or something. But God does know you. And now, if the Lord Jesus will, here we are, I believe the last person was a woman. Now, it's just like a dream, you see, you dream. Now, you are a man, and now when Jesus met a man, it was Simon Peter, when he identified him. His name is Simon, then he called him Peter, said his name would be after that, he called Peter. If the Lord Jesus will tell me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his servant and believe in his presence? Will every man in here believe the same thing? Perhaps you're known here because you're from the city. I see something like you're excited about something. Yes, it is, because it's a blood, something wrong with blood. You're bleeding in the bowels. That's exactly right. That's ulceration there too. See? Now, that's true, isn't it? Now, you believe? That's the way our Lord would have done it. That's him doing it, don't you believe? What if Jesus told Simon what his name was? What if God would tell me what your name is? Would you believe me? All right, sir. Lewis Carey. Back there, I'm going to your room. Have faith in God. You believe? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm a stranger to you, sister. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. You're just a woman standing there. Younger than me, born miles apart, years apart. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Now, you know standing by the side of a man, your brother here, what make you feel like that? You know there's got to be something else in that presence. Real sweet, humble, neat. Isn't that right? If that's right, so the audience knows, just raise up your hand so you follow. See, I'm looking right at her, that light circling right around her. The lady is standing here for somebody else. She isn't here for herself. It's for a daughter. That's right. You believe the Lord can tell me what's... You're planning on bringing that girl to the meeting. But you believe God can tell me what's her matter? Will you believe and put that handkerchief on her and believe she'll get help? It's in her back. That's right. That's exactly. Go believe now. Put that on her. She'll get wet. You believe with all your heart? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. How do you do it? We are strangers to each other, I suppose. I don't know you, you don't know me, but the Lord knows both of us. So, being man and woman meeting for the first time, now our Lord said that one thing to that woman, and the whole city believed. He didn't do it no more. He just did it one time, and all the city believed. Now, don't be afraid. It's nothing you're bothering. It's going to help you. See, well, I don't think you're a critic. Or that vibration of what the Spirit of the Lord would be coming in like that. You're a believer, so you have no reason to be alarmed about anything. You're suffering from a rupture. That is exactly right. And you believe that the Lord Jesus will heal you of that? What if I tell you something else is wrong with you? Would it make you strong to believe? You got a knot. If I can tell you, it's not on your cheek, it's on your back. That's right, wait, sorry. Now, I believe you. Go believe me. You believe me, every one of you, with all your heart? Well, that ought to make everybody excited. God can heal that arthritis and make you well if you do just keep walking and saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, come this way, lady. I see you trying to get up out of the bed too, real slow. Arthritis also. If you'll believe with all your heart, God will make you well. Do you believe it? Or just keep walking and saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. I certainly believe with all my heart. Come, sir.
Amen.
A condition of nervousness and stuff and prostate and arthritis also. And lay that upon her. Believe with all your heart. Get well also. I just keep on walking. Believe in God.
Amen.
It'll be all right. You just can believe. All right. Come this way, lady. Do you believe me to be his servant? You do. You believe God can heal that heart trouble you got? We just keep walking and saying, thank you, Lord. I thank you for healing. All right? Come, sir. Do you believe what you see to be the truth? What if I told you that stomach trouble is healed down there and you go eat your supper? Would you believe it? Heart, go on, eat your supper. You must. You're shattered. Answer. You believe that God will make you well and heal you? Or just keep walking and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe.
Amen.
Also a nervous heart. Do you believe that God will heal it and make it well? Just keep walking and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Come this way, lady. Look on here. Oh, your main thing, you got several things wrong with you. Lady's trouble, but your main thing is the heart trouble that's bothering you real bad. Do you believe that God will heal it and make you well? Just keep going on saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe it all. Come, sir. Got two or three things wrong with you, complications, but your main thing you want me to pray for or ask about is that arthritis. Yeah. Look at the arthritis. Just keep moving, bleeding, and you'll never have to take that stick.
Amen.
Keep it all your heart. You got stomach trouble. It's caused had you for a long time. It's a nervous condition, making an ulcerated stomach. You drink anything, it's kind of like cough or something, it gets sour in your mouth and things like that. Go bleed now. It won't bother you anymore. Jesus Christ will make you well. Come later. You believe in Jesus Christ? Just a minute. You believe God heals that sinus sitting there and makes you well from the sinus? You believe it with all your heart? The lady sitting there, check your looking dress on. You believe that God will heal you and make you well of it? You had more faith than you thought you had, so all right, it's over now. You believe. What do you think? You believe that God will heal you and make you well of that nervous condition sitting there, that man? You do. You believe it. Now, who'd you touch? You never touched me. You touched him. That's what I did. You fell over your lap and you have an eye trouble. Your eyes are getting so bad you can't hardly get around. You believe that God will make you well? Believe it. You can have it.
Amen.
I challenge you to believe it.
Thank you.
The trouble, some of the trouble just left you. You believe it? I'll go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Be made well.
Hallelujah.
This little lady sitting right here with a green looking dress on. You're trying to touch something. You're praying. You believe God can tell me what you're praying about? Get rid of that gallbladder trouble and you think it'd be all right. Lady kind of heavy set there with a dress on. Big. You believe that God will heal you the gallbladder trouble? If you believe, God will grant it to you and you can go and be made well. Amen. You have to believe it. You can only do it as you believe. How many of you wants to believe with all your heart? Now, sirs, we would see Jesus. He is raised from the dead. He's alive today. He's here in his church, showing that his coming is drawing nigh. The world is going to be burned like it was in the days of Sodom. The atoms is already gathered together, and it loads and things to set her afire. And, but before that happens, the promised Son will arrive in person. Jesus Christ to take home his church. Do you believe that with all your heart? Do you believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? How many believe now that his presence is here, and you believe that he made this statement? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Raise up your hand. Now, lay your hands on one another. Where the sick people is, lay your hands. I'm afraid they'll make you cold. Lay, put your hands. Now, you pray for each other. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the one you got your hands on. Now, he's here to heal each one of you. Believe it. Heavenly Father, we believe now with all our heart that in the presence of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that the devil has lost his power. He's in you. And Jesus Christ lives now. Come out, Satan. May these people be made well. How many of you are sick and needy? Raise up your hands. Let's see your hands. How many sick and needy? Anywhere. Well, the only thing he's waiting for is to be called on the scene. Just ask him. Now, what if he was sitting here with this suit that he gave me? And you come up in front of him and said, Lord Jesus, I want you to heal me. You know what he'd say? I've already done it.
Right.
He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes, we were healed.
Yes.
He can't do it the second time. So see, he's already done it. You have to believe it.
Amen.
There's nothing you can do, meritorial to anything, to earn your salvation or healing. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a free gift of God. See, it's grace, a free gift. If I give you $1 million and you straighten up my tie, I didn't give it to you. You've done something for it. See, God's gift is free. The only thing you have to do is believe it, that He has purchased this for you.
Yeah.
He's already purchased. He did it for you. And there's not a man in the world. I don't know what you've had here in Baton Rouge. Everything's drifting the country. Impersonations and that, we know that's just got to be that way. But when a man comes in and tells you he has power to heal you, he's lying. God alone can heal. I'm the Lord thy God who heals all thy diseases. He'll not share His glory with anybody. There's no man has power to heal. But there's man who has gifts to manifest God. Your pastor, pardon me, he can take God by a gift of a teacher. He can explain the Word, so you're bound to see it. If you got any eyes to see with, you'll see it. There's another, maybe some other gift. But there's always a gift that manifests the presence of God. And through that, you yourself have to believe it. A sinner might come here at the altar as a young man or woman at the age of 14 years old, and they bring you your meals here, and you cry to the Lord until you were 90 years old, you'll never be saved. But you've got to first accept what He's done for you.
Amen.
See? You've got to accept it yourself. Then, when you accept it, then He is a high priest, mediator, to make intercessions upon your confession of what you believe. Now that's the same thing by a gift this way. It's getting your own mind away from you. And then see what He says do. I see people come to the platform, they jump up and down and scream and say, "Oh, Brother Branham, I got all faith in the world." What are you doing up here then?
Yeah.
That's emotion, not faith. Genuine faith knows no defeat. It's already done. It's already over. God said so, and that finishes it, you see. God said so.
Yeah.
Now, it's the same thing anytime. When you really believe it, that touches Him.
Yeah.
Now, that little woman that touched His garment, she said, "If I but just only touch His garment, I'll be made whole." And she did it. And when she carried out what her faith wanted her to do, touched it, He felt it. See? And He turned around and spoke to her. Now, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you will just only believe Christ, believe Him, let your faith touch His garment, and He right now is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. We all know that. And if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, He'll have to act today as He did yesterday if He's the same high priest. Now, won't you believe it? It's to have faith in God. If I've told you a lie, then God won't back it up. If I've told you the truth, you're back. He's obligated to back the truth up. Jesus said, I have a witness, and the witness is God's Word, of course. The Scriptures testify of me. If they don't testify of me, then don't believe it. See? And if the Scriptures doesn't testify of what I'm telling you now, that He's the same yesterday and forever, then don't believe the Scripture. Because the Scripture said He was. And He promised these things for this last age. Remember, just at the end of the Jewish age, that's how He revealed Himself, Messiah. The end of the age of the Samaritans, He did the same. Now at the end of the Gentile age, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Awake Him in your conscience. Call Him on the scene while we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, just a word from You now will be sufficient. It'll be all that we need. Just a word from You. May the people clearly understand what the achievement, what we're trying to do, Lord, is to let them get the benefits of the Lord Jesus that they love and serve. May they do it tonight, Lord, because Your death was not in vain. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon, and with the stripes we were healed. I pray, God, that everyone in here in divine presence will understand this and will get the vision and will be healed for the glory of God. Through Jesus Christ's name, I present myself with this congregation to His honor and glory. Amen. I'll be real reverent just for a few minutes. Just a word from Him would mean more than all I could say or all anyone else could say, because it's Him doing it. He is the one. He's the doer. And we are trusting that the Lord Jesus will grant these things to you. Now, each one. Now, let's see what time. I didn't know. What was that? I tell you, to get out your own time, what we're supposed to, we haven't the time to bring up this line. Let's call it right in the audience. Now, let's just take the scripture just a minute. Now, the Bible promises in this day that the repeat of Sodom and Gomorrah will be repeated. How many believe that? Now raise up your hand. The Bible identifies that. Now, and then, what was that at Sodom and Gomorrah? It was God in the form of human being. And the way that Abraham knowed it is when he said, why did Sarah laugh in the tent behind her? Why did she doubt it? The words that he had spoke to be so. He could perceive what Sarah was thinking behind him. Now you just see if that wasn't... Now that wasn't to the church of Babylon, or the church of Sodom. No, no. That wasn't to them people down there in the denominational ranks. No, Sarah. Never goes to them. They got their messenger. But to the elected church, the super seed of Abraham, that's supposed to believe the word regardless of what circumstances is. Abraham called those things which were not as though they were. God said so, and he believed it.
Amen.
Now, friend, I know that God's obligated to this word to keep it. Now, I want you, wherever you are in the building, to set reverent for a few moments, wherever you are, and believe. Just believe with all your heart. Now, if I could heal you, if I could heal this little girl that my heart goes out for, if I could heal that little thing laying there, I'd crawl from here to the North Pole if I could to do it. Anybody's got any human feeling, but I could no more do that than nothing. Maybe some of you won't live a little bit with a cancer. If I could heal you, I wouldn't be fit to stand on this platform if I could do it and wouldn't do it. I couldn't. My heart goes for you. I'd do it if I could, but I can't. There's no other man can do it. That's right. But you see, Jesus has already done it. And He's only trying to get you to believe that. But I feel sorry for the people who've been so many things that just blinded them this way and that way to poor people like sheep without a shepherd, hardly. They don't know what to do. One says this and one says that. Don't think what man has said. Days of miracles is past. There's no such thing as baptism of the Holy Ghost. And remember, Peter said on the day of Pentecost, the promise is unto you and to your children and to them as far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Jesus promised these things would happen in the last days, that God would return in the form of human flesh, like you and I here tonight.
Amen.
And would work that same thing just before the world would be destroyed, and the world would be like a Sodom. Now we got the Sodom condition right. Every position, every person, everything sitting just exactly right. Now can our faith come to that? Can't we call Him on the scene? Call Him on the scene. Your faith is the only thing that can do it. Now you believe with all your heart, each one of you now, and I want to ask you something. Without any prayer cards, without anybody up here, if that great Holy Spirit will come down here and by the anointing of you and the anointing on me, and will identify that Jesus Christ is working in among us like this, what more could He do? There's not another promise in the Bible above that. That's the supreme promise. How many knows that? Sure it is. It's the last thing to the church age. The Jews in time of the tribulation period, and only there they have a visit back there, but not to the Gentile church. This is the last thing promised to the Gentiles. It's true. See, as the Gentiles down there, Sodom is going to be burned. And that, here's the bride, which was the royal seed of Abraham, being the bride called out from amongst the Gentiles. That's their ending sign. All of it. Mark in your book, I'm an old man. But just mark in your book to see if it comes to pass or not. See? You're at the end now. When, I don't know. I'm looking for Him today. If He isn't here today, I'll be looking for Him tomorrow. If He isn't there tomorrow, I'll be looking the next day. If He isn't here this year, I'll be looking next year for Him. I know He's coming. I don't know the minute or hour,
But I know everything's fulfilled, ready for the rapture. The church is called out. There'll be a secret going, just vanish, and that'll be all. The world will go right on just the same. People preaching and people thinking they're getting saved, just exactly like they did in the days of Noah, so forth. Noah entered the ark, and people went right on, the world turning just the same. Think of it. And eternally lost, thinking they're saved. Some of these days, I'm going to bring a big tent in this country and pitch it up here so we can have afternoon services and instruction so we can understand these things better. Get all our brethren together so we can have services. Now, if Jesus Christ fulfills His promise, then we are obligated to believe Him. I want you all, each one of you, just to have this simple, childlike faith to believe Him. As you just kind of start with your head bowed and start praying, saying, Lord Jesus, I know that this man doesn't know me. And I'm needy. And we're told that you're a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. If you'll just let Him, if I can touch you, speak through Him, Lord. That I know His, know it's you. I know He doesn't know me. And that's out there in the audience, just a mixed up audience of belief, unbelief, make-belief, sinner, saint, all together. Now you must believe. Now, if He will do this from this audience here, I want each one of you in here say, Brother Branham, I know that has to be Him. It's looking upon the congregation as He did then. I want you, if you really will believe, I want you to raise your hand and say, Lord, I'll accept it with all my heart that I believe it's Christ Jesus according to His promise. All over the building. God bless you. That's fine. Oh, it's just too bad we haven't got a month to be around here. See, just say, I'm new to you. See, it's hard. You just keep believing. It's a lie. God is light. We know that. Pillar of fire. And now you just pray and touch it. And may the Lord Jesus answer. Now, I take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ for His glory. I be real reverent. Pray. Be real reverent. Now, here it is. There's a lady right here in front of me. She's got her head down and she's praying for her own affliction. If you don't raise your head now, she's right here in front of me. You believe with all your heart? You believe that God can heal that diabetes and make you well? Now that's what you have, diabetes. I do not know you. You're a total stranger to me. But do you believe me to be His servant? If we are strangers, one another, raise up your hand like this so that people see. Years late. And now she's suffering with a diabetic condition. And you believe that God can tell me who you are? Would it make you believe? You're Mrs. Martin. If that's right, raise your hand.
See?
You just have faith. Don't doubt. Have faith. Now, what did she touch? I want to ask the audience. What did she touch? There's a woman with her right hand up in mind too, before God. She touched something. Just a simple little woman. It actually, to tell you the truth, I used to say this is it surprised her. She didn't know she had that much faith. Faith is not something you manufacture, it's something you have. Right? She's surprised. Even right now, the woman feels different than what she did a few minutes ago. She knows something has happened to her. Here. But you see that light? I sit right over this woman right here. Right back here. She's suffering with a... She's got her head down. She's praying. But she's suffering with trouble with her back. She'll believe with all of her heart she can be healed of that back trouble. Sure, she's going to miss it as certain as anything. See? Her prayer's still moving on. Lord, help me. Mrs. DeVille? It's you. That's grace. A woman was praying, wasn't even thinking, don't even hear me say nothing. Now you ask her, she knows me. That's who she is, and that's what her trouble. So what did she touch? That's the vindication of Jesus Christ. The Word discerns the thought that's in the heart. You believe?
Yeah.
Just have faith. Pray anywhere. Just believe. That's all you have to do. Just believe. Just believe I told you the truth. Now, I'm not he. I'm just his servant. Just his servant. You just have faith enough. I can't call him. I know what his trouble, but just wait a while. Maybe it'll change. Certainly not impossible. But you got to move out of that bracket. He can't believe for himself. You got to believe for him. A lady suffering with kidney trouble. She isn't from here. She's from Mississippi. She believed with all of her heart God healed the kidney trouble. Mrs. Palmer, if you believe with all your heart, you can be healed of it. It's left you. Turn light over. It's gone from her. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. There's a lady sitting right next to her. She's suffering with arthritis. Do you believe you need to be God's prophet, lady? You do? You believe of God to tell me who you are? Will that help you to believe? Your name is Mrs. Meadow. You believe with all your heart now. You can be healed too. That caught fire to a lady next to her.
Hallelujah.
She's sitting there also. There it's going right down the line. A lady sitting there, she's suffering with, next to her, suffering with a diabetes, a sugar diabetes. They want her to go to the hospital, but she refuses to do it. She's got a son she's praying for also. That son isn't here, but do you believe God can tell me what's wrong with that son? He's got heart trouble. You believe and he'll heal you. You believe God can tell me who you are? Mrs. Duffel, D-U-F-F-L-E-E. Kind of, that's right. Is that right? Raise up your hand. With your hands up. All right. Are you believing? You can be made well too.
Praise the Lord.
Do you believe that that's the same thing that you believe that Jesus Christ's presence is here now?
Amen.
How many accept that? Oh, what a security. What a security. See, what did you do? You're waking him. You brought him on the sea. Here he is on the sea. I don't make any difference what the boats are saying. Remember, he can say, peace be still. Do you believe it with all your heart? If you do, stand up on your feet and accept it. Stand up and say, I believe it with all my heart. Raise that up to your feet. I now believe. That's right. No matter what your trouble, stand up. Give me praise. Heavenly Father, we bring to you this audience. They're conscious that you're here, Lord. May every devil unbelief, may it leave its hold and may Jesus Christ heal the audience.